Shelly just took a look and he was scared plenty.
Okay, we continue with the Rambam. We're in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. After discussing the three ways Tumas Meis can be transmitted, we said Maga, contact, Masa, caring, and Ohel, being in the same tent, whatever we're going to say. It gives a Tuma of 7 days. We described how Maga and Ohel were in the Torah specifically. Masa was not, but it's a halakha l'moshe miSinai plus support with a kal v'chomer. We said that. Then we spent three halakhas describing exactly what Tumas Maga is contact. We basically said any part of your body, including your tongue, that touches something, excluding inner organs. If someone got into the inner organ but didn't touch anything else, would be excluded in that.
So like an injection.
Well, I don't know about that.
If somehow
they put a piece of corpse surgically implanted right into your body, okay? Something like that. Okay, we also said just like a person can become tame through maga, so can kalim become tuma from maga, except for kli cheres, right, which only gets tame if something goes in the inside. Okay, halacha vav, we're now going to go to tumas masa, the tuma of carrying. That's halacha vav, and a subcategory of that is halacha zayin, and then ches and tes. So the next four halachas is going to discuss masa, carrying. Vav, tumas masa, which literally we could translate is causing objects to move with your energy.
Throwing?
No. That's very touching. Right? Causing objects to move with your energy without touching them.
Right, with a catapult or something.
All right, so we will see exactly what's going on over here as we begin. Tumas masa mor b'chol makom. Whenever the Torah says tumas masa, that's for any tumana, not just tumas meis. Bein b'meis, bein b'shar, kolam etami b'masa. Anything else that gives a tuma with masa. This is how we're going to define it. She yisa ha'adam ha'adam ha'tuma. The person who has tuma carries it. Afal pi shelo naga ba, even though he hasn't touched it. All right. So it's carrying or lifting through your energy, so to speak. Afilo haya beino leveino evan. Let's say between you, who's carrying it, and the corpse, there's a stone in between. Okay, let's say you have a stone on your shoulder, and on your shoulder is part of a corpse on top of the stone. So you're not touching the corpse, but you're carrying, you're moving the corpse, mm-hmm, because it's moving with you, okay, although you're not touching it, right? Second, they'll say, al rosho, al yodo, o al shar gufo. Where am I? Did I skip over here? Yeah. Hoil v'nasa, since he's carrying it, he's moving it, nitma his tummy. Vechada no se al rosho, doesn't matter if you're carrying it via your head, on top of your head, or al yod, or on top of your hand, or al shargufo, any part of your body, right? And that really means, even if you don't move it, even if it's just sitting on top of you, that's enough. That would be considered enough. In other words, you're not really moving it. You're just moving, but you're not moving it per se. There's ways you could move it. Yeah, but you're just moving. But you're just moving. Okay, or it's sitting on top of you. Vechad hanosei hu ba'atzmo, or it doesn't matter if it's that one part of body or actually you yourself, whether you're doing it. Or you're carrying another person and he's on top of you. Okay, the other person's got the tumah, but you're just carrying the other person. You're carrying the person who's carrying it, so to speak. Doesn't make a difference. Hoil v'niseis olav, since it's being carried upon him, mikom makom nitma, you're still going to be tame. V'afil, let's say the tumah is connected to a piece of string. And you just pick up the string. That's all you're doing. The tumah is connected to a thread or a hair. Now you raising up the strand with your hand. And you just raise it a drop. Even though the weight of the tumah is not on you. That's the chiddush. The first case, like the weight is on you. Right? I've got a stone on my head and a tumah on top of me. Okay, so it's on top of me, although I'm not touching it. Here we're saying, it's not on top of you at all. I'm just picking up a string. But still, there's a movement that's happening because of me. Hareza no se vinitma. He is carrying the object, as it were, or lifting that, whatever, yeah, with his energy, and it is tummy.
Can I ask the question?
Sure.
So, the laws of Shabbos, if two people do something together...
I don't know. We didn't get that far.
People are lifting this together.
We didn't get that far. I don't know. I'm sure we'll get into this. So he's just giving us simple... Okay. We're just doing simple definitions now.
If you took a stick...
We're coming up to that in Zion now. Now we're going to the subcategory, which is the next word, mesit. Mesit now, as opposed to carrying it, is now moving it with your energy, as we'll see, without lifting it, so to speak. So we'll see what that means.
Can I just have one more example of lifting it? If you step on something and then you're walking along and it's on the bottom of your shoe, is that...
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure, you're moving it.
Right.
It's moved through your body.
Right.
No question about it.
You wouldn't be touching it then, but it would be moving.
It's still moving. So that's bichlal, mesit. That's the new word we have to know. Hasota, mesit. Bichlal nosu. It's a subset of carrying. Vichol dover shemitami b'masa. Anything that would be tame through carrying, mitami behesed. Same thing with hesed, moving with your energy. Case, let's have an example. Let's say koira, a beam, shumunachas ala kosal, that's sitting on a wall. Valtzira, and on the side of the beam is a mace or a nevela, a carcass or of a human or an animal. Kiyotzeva. Now, what is now ubatar, the Torah person, goes to the other side of the beam where the dead turing is not there, Litzeakora, Hasheni, Venich, and moves the beam. He just moves the beam. But what happens when you move the beam? You move the carcass. Given Shaheni Nisatumash, because Hasheni, since you're moving the body from the other side, Tamishum no say it's subcategory of carrying. You're not really carrying it now. You're moving it without lifting it. But you're moving it. Same tumma 100%. Vein Tzarech Lomer, it goes without saying. Let's say you pull the other end. Kenegor, it's down to the ground. Make it like a forklift. Let's say. Let's say you had a little round thing here, and you had the thing, and now you push like a seesaw.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you're pushing down, and there's a body on the other side. Yeah. Like with a fulcrum. Yeah. That's good, yeah? Kenegor, it's actually until you lift up the tuma, for sure that would be considered being macy.
Yeah.
Oshagora tuma arts, or let's say through your moving the pole, whatever, the beam, you're dragging the tuma on the earth. Shazen no seva, that's for sure carrying. Vizevichol kayesa, anything similar to that. Let's say this is a piece of carcass. And I smash the table hard. I don't want to do that. And boop, that thing pops up.
We do when we hang the table on Shabbos.
That would be exactly hasata, because I'm moving it through my energy, right? Because really, what did I do? I hit the table reverberated, vibrated against that, and it moved the thing up. Is that similar? That's all considered mesit, a subcategory of nosei. He, tumas hesed, that's what we call tumas hesed. So you got to get used to that word now. Hesed, which is a subcategory of nosei. Exact same laws of tumah apply to it. Hamur b'chomah. Whenever we mention heset, that's a subcategory of nose. All the tumah, wherever tumah's nose is, then that will apply.
So we don't consider something like that a grama? A grama, like indirect. So if you bang the table...
It doesn't matter.
It's a grama.
So fine. Yeah, but it's not the same halachas of grama. Don't look at this grumma bin azuk in his potter.
Grumma is
damaged. That doesn't fit according to those rules at all. It's a question of movement.
So
there's no laws of grumma. The Torah explicitly says not. Right? That's the Torah. That's already, we know that that's already.
But I realize if there's a body in a hospital, Daddy, you're going to be bumped into the bed and it shakes the body.
But you're moving it. You're moving it. It's more than just a grumma. It's more than a grumma. It's your force is doing that, and that a grumma is often much different than that. You cannot confuse or intertwine the laws of Nezikin to the laws of Tumah and Taharah. They work with different ground rules. Just different ground rules. Can't apply one to the other.
So if you're driving a vehicle, a hearse or something like that, and the body's in the back, is that you? And you're pushing the pedal down to make the car go.
You're in all hell, anyways. Right?
I beg your pardon?
You're in an all hell, Paul.
You're in a wagon on a horse, and you're pulling.
So it's being moved with your energy.
Even though it's the horse is driving, but you're just
okay. These are all sub details. Maybe the Rambam will give examples. We're just giving you the pure examples right now. Ches. Now remember, we said to contact. You will not be over contact if somehow it's inside your body.
Right.
You didn't touch it till
it
just was put right in. That's just sitting inside your body now. That's not called maga. How about carrying? What if something's in your body? Are you carrying it? Hanose besofezer, if you're carrying something that's inside your body, nitma you are tummy, because that makes sense, because the definition of carrying is it's moving because of you, but not that you're touching it.
So obviously, as soon as you take one step,
you will be tummy.
You're stopped for the rest of your life.
Sha'af al-pi sha'ein hanegia. Shum negia, even though there's real no touching over there, and there's no tumas maga, but hanose shum, but what's being carried there, nose, who's being carried? With one exception, and I don't know why. Ella imke, nivla tumma v'soch mayav, if the stuff is in your digestive tract. I don't know why, but in the digestive tract, oh, it's going to tell you. Shemeach shegila toch bitno. Once it gets into your digestive tract, ain't a lo no gavlo no no say. It's not considered touching. That's like carrying. I don't know why.
Oh, it's fluid.
Okay, I don't.
It's broken down. Acidic.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Amino acids.
Well, let's say they just put it, inserted it surgically into your stomach. I don't know.
You can put it through a gas tube.
Ve'im toval. Okay. Now let's get this. So let's say, for example. You touched. So let's say like this. So let's say now you. Let's say till it got to your stomach, it made your tummy. Let's say you ate it. Okay, you ate it. So you touched it. So your tummy because of maga, right? But now it's in your stomach, right? So he says ve'im toval. Now you go to the mikvah. But wait, the thing's still inside of me. So tar, your tar, v'afal pisha tuma besoch meyav. Even so, he said like this. So again, even though you had a certain tuma, and even though the tuma is inside your stomach, already said
swallowing the mikvah water,
right? But we're saying the exception is in the stomach doesn't make your tuma for no say. So once you're matar yourself, even though the thing is inside of you, you are now going to be tar, which is pretty obvious.
Is this like an organ transplant?
No, it's just somehow it got in your stomach. You know, it was surgically, you took an instrument, and it was totally enclosed in the instrument, and let's say we went rectal and just went all the way up.
That's a long way, right?
That's a long way. Whatever.
You got to go from the top down.
Okay, from the top.
Let's take it from the top.
You take it from the top.
From the bottom,
you know, they do this all the time when they do tests. They put these things that right go down and take pictures.
They're scoping.
So let's say they scoped you with a piece of
inside they can put stuff that goes inside
the tumor. Corpse skeleton.
What if you have like a transplant? So they took something from an organ from a... somebody died, now they transplanted in you. It's the same idea, right? You'd be carrying that around.
It's not dead, though.
Well,
it's alive.
A heart transplant.
So I don't know. How's
well,
that?
It's actually not dead, Shelly, because if it died, you wouldn't be able to
yeah.
have it.
Yeah,
it's. Well, I
have a cadaver ACL.
Okay, anyway, let's move on. We're not yet ready for such advanced discussions.
No.
Okay, now we're going to see in Halacha Tes, we're going to find a second difference between Maga and Nose. We're going to have one difference if it's in your body. That's already one difference. Maga, if it didn't touch as it went in, not tummy. But no say, even if it didn't touch, besides the stomach, anywhere else, you're carrying it. That's one difference. Also, Emi Stami B'Masa Ela Ha'odim B'Vad V'lo HaKelim. Masa only makes a person tummy and not Kelim. We said before that Maga will make both Odom and Kelim tummy. Okay? Right. Now we're seeing a difference in no say. That no say only is matami a person and not kalim. We're going to give you an example. Ketzad hare shayamuna chal yoda. Let's say on my hand is a tsara kalim, 10 plates. I'm a waiter. Yeah.
So the answer is only the top plate.
So I'm carrying 10 plates. Is that a nevela? Or a nevela is on top. Okay, a nevela. Let's say very simple. A kosher animal that died.
Yeah.
It wasn't slaughtered, and it was prepared as a steak. So you got 10 empty plates, one on top of the other, on top of your hand, and you got a nevela steak on the top plate. Okay, now the top plate is not carrying the nevela, it's touching the nevela.
Right.
And we already said that kalim are mekabel tuma through touching. So what will happen is the top plate will be tamei. The 9 plates below are only carrying the nevela, therefore will not become tamei. But my hand, that's carrying everything, including the nevela, will become tamei. And that's what he says. Ha'odam tamei, the person's tamei, mishum nos the nevela, you're carrying a nevela. Va'kelim shal yado, and the plates on top of his hands, kulam tahor, they're all pure chutz, except the top utensil, shenogaba tuma, that's tummy because it's touching it, not because it's carrying it. The thing kiyotse bozet. That ends the laws of nose. So we have nose, 2 subcategories, 2 differences so far, that nose will be metama when it's inside internal organs except for the stomach, while maga is not metami if it didn't touch on the way down. And the second one is that Maga is Matame Adam Vik Kalim, and Nose is only Matama Adam and not Kalim. Okay.
So if you touch Treif meat, you become Tame.
Nevela. Yeah.
Well, there's Nevela because they don't. Shefty,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So what? Okay.
No, it wasn't Shefty, but
that's when you have the laws of Tum. We're careful about the laws of Tum and Tara. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not Tame Mace. There's difference.
Yeah.
But it's still that's tuma. And a Jew's careful wouldn't
this
touch
is
it.
A one day thing.
Yeah, but we'll be careful.
I thought you could do commerce with it.
Who? You could do what you want if you want to be tummy.
But you're tummy.
So you're tummy.
Well, tummy mace.
So the question is don't go to the base of Migdush. Right. Go to a mikvah before you go to the base. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, but we're tummy mace.
Okay, we're just learning the laws. We just want to know if you're tummy. You haven't done a sin. You're not a sinner.
I won't have a camel.
You're not a sinner if you're tummy. You just have a state of tumma. Be careful. Don't eat things that cannot be eaten when you're in a tumma state. And right now, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, the tumma.
Okay. Okay, yud. Now we go to the third and final way of contracting tumma, and that's tumas ohel. And that's going to move for yud and yud aleph. Okay? Tumas ohel, eina isn't, now let's change the word from chaf to beis. Eina bishar tumas, ela b'meis bovad. Here's one difference, right? We said maga and masa can be for tumas mace and other tumas like nevela. Okay? Tumas ohel is not like other tumas, only works with a mace, with a corpse. That's the only time ohel gives a tuma. If you're in the same room as a dead animal, a nevela, nothing. No. Tumas ohel only works with a human corpse. That's first rule. Okay? Now, there's 3 different ways we can have ohel work. There's 3 manifestations of tumas ohel. Ubein, first situation. She'ehe hil ha'adam o'akli. Let's say this is the corpse. and the person is standing over it. So the person is tenting. I need to get a good English verb for this. Mahil. He's tenting over it. There's got to be a word for it. You're covering. I don't like to say the word covering. You know, it's the verb is he'il. He makes himself a covering over it. So this is the dead body. So if I put my pen over it, it's going to be metame kalim. If I put myself over it, so if I that's going to be a cemetery. That's basically the cemetery.
But how
problem.
High does it go? Do we see?
I'm just that doesn't matter now. The corpse is in the ground. I walked over the corpse. So if I'd walk over the corpse, I'd be tameh. My pen would be tameh. Right. I have been the ohel over the tameh mace. That's one example. Afilu machat she'el al mace. Even if a needle was over it, so it doesn't have to be a real big canopy. Okay, a person's a big canopy, a little needle. How big of a canopy? Anything that's over it, even the smallest thing. So that's category one of ohel. Number two, the opposite. O she'el al mace al ha'adam o al ha'kelim. Or let's say, whatever reason, the dead body is over your body. It's covering over your body or an object. That could be maybe in, let's say, certain catacombs.
Yeah.
Where it's the opposite. The bodies are in the rocks.
Like in a hospital, a floor below the...
Okay, it could be the floor below. It could be. We'll see under certain circumstances. It's possible. Okay, we'll have to see how far it goes, but that's a possibility. And the third one is... Or if the mace and the pen are under something that's a canopy over it, like under a tree. That's a problem in a cemetery, or even if you're not over the grave, but there's a tree. When you come to many cemeteries, there's trees hanging over. They're planted on the road. Right? Or away from the grave, but they hang over the grave and continue to hang over.
Yeah.
So the shade includes the grave, and anybody walking on the pathway, you and the dead body is covered by the tree. Those are the three ways you have Tumas Ohel.
The last one is more normal. That would be the hearse. That would be a funeral home. It's all those things.
If you're in a hearse, yeah, because you're in the same car.
Right. And
the funeral home would be an example of that. Okay, that's why they put a special place for the Kohanim where it's a separate building.
Right, yeah.
Totally a separate building, so they don't become tummy. So theoretically, if you went to a cemetery and you were careful that there's no trees going where you're walking, and you stay 8 feet away from the grave, then you're not going to be...
That's what they have now, the oil for the Kohanim. They have two walls.
Which oil? The all, I'm sorry.
The all. Because they used to have, Cohen and used to go in their own reshus. They used to have this gigantic box that they used to wear, and they used to walk into the cemetery. But it looked a little strange. Now they put up a path with high walls on each side that goes right to the oil.
Okay.
And then so the Kohanim have a special place to go, so they don't have to wear the box.
Okay, that's all in honor of Mark, who'll give us more details when he comes back.
Yeah.
Okay, one more halacha to finish Tumas Ohel. V'tumas Ohel hamur b'chol makom. Whenever we talk about Tumas Ohel, anywhere at all, again, it's only with Tumas Meis, who shetitma osa Tumas ha'adam o ha'kelim be'achas mishlosha drachem elu. Whenever we talk about Tumas Ohel, you should know it's talking about any one of these three methods that we just spoke about. Whenever it says Tumas Ohel, that means any one of those three methods are used interchangeably. Now, regarding the third one, where the mace and the other object is being covered up by something, so echad hapa kula la ohel mace. It doesn't matter if your whole body goes under the ohel or in the ohel. Let's just take, for example, a house. Because your whole body does not, let's say the dead body in the house. You don't need your whole body to be in the house for you to become tamei. Even ohaba mitzvahs, even for a little bit of you.
Just put your right foot in.
Just put the right foot in.
You're tamei. Hareza nitma boil.
Whoa.
Afilu hichnas yado, even if you only put your hand. Or rosh, it's supposed to only your fingertips. Or chatmar, your nose, big nose. Lo ol amais, into the house of the mace. Hareza nitma kula. You're all tamei. Now, the next part's a little tricky. What about the threshold?
The lintel.
The thing on the bottom, that's the threshold. The thing on the top is the lintel.
Yeah.
Okay, here we don't really have a good threshold, but we have a good lintel.
Yeah, we have a lintel there.
But the threshold's up as... Well, it is. In other words, the area between the two was doorposts.
Right.
Right? So technically, that area, that airspace, is still considered part of the house.
Yeah.
That's part of the house. Question is, what if you're coming up flush against the edge from the outside? Let's say your edge up, let's say... From the outside, edging up, right, edging up against that. So let's see what that's going to be. But it's clear, anything in the area of the doorpost lintel area is considered in the house. But Noga Bamashkov, let's say you're touching the top, the lintel, flush against it. Vitzeref Yodo Im Hamashkov,
isn't your hand flush with the mashkov?
Yeah, it's flush against the mashkov. Nitma ki'ilo bo miksoso. You're tummy as if part of you was there. Since it's touching the outside portion of the house, you're still tummy. On the other hand, and there's not much you can do with an outside part like that. All right, let me just make sure I got everything on that. On the other hand, when you're touching the threshold, which is on the bottom, then already it depends. It could be wide thresholds, and it can be connected to a step down, as it were. So if you are on the part that's from the tefach, the lowest tefach, close to the ground, tor. It's not your tor, it's not connected to it at all. But if you're one tefach, tame. And now why would you be tame? It appears to me it's only rabbinic, since you're only touching the outside. I'm not clear what's the difference between flush on the outside and flush on the bottom. I'm not exactly sure what the chilek is and why. Okay, one other little halacha we could do.
My sense is that the top one stops quickly, but the bottom one seems like it protrudes a lot more because it's talking about steps.
But he's only talking about divrehem, right? So yeah. So anything like that comes a little bit beyond,
because it says a tefach below, so it's already lower.
So in other words, it's like there's usually steps going into a house.
That's the
issue. There's usually no steps on top, right?
And
so since you got
connected
steps, so the part that's going to be flush against it will be tamei.
Yeah.
But if it's the lower tefach already is not
so
considered part of it.
It was saying 4 inches, so it's 4 inches below.
Below it's not, but if it's within 4 inches up, then it is rabbinically. Okay, we'll stop it over here.
Okay.
Tomorrow we're going to get distinctions between non-Jews and Jews.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
All right, so.